time's running out to vote. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The first poll closings begin an hour from now in parts of Indiana and Kentucky, but the counting could last for days in some states, including Pennsylvania, home to the close Senate race between Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz, and where there is an ongoing legal challenge.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled ballots sent by voters who forget or misdate their ballots should not count. And yesterday, the Fetterman campaign filed a lawsuit arguing that they should. It's not clear how many ballots the court's order will invalidate, but in Philadelphia, there were long lines yesterday. Some 3,500 people were contacted and told to come in to fix mistakes on their mail-in ballots.
Fox's Brian Yenes. Meantime, the Board of Elections in Philadelphia deciding earlier today to reinstate a security procedure aimed at catching double votes, expected to add more time to the counting process there. The candidates in Georgia's top two races for Senate and governor are hoping to avoid runoffs. A candidate needs more than 50% of the vote to do that. More than one issue getting Georgia voters to the polls.
So for me, this election was really a one issue election, and it was about abortion rights.
The important is to get this inflation under control. It's pretty bad. Money don't go anywhere anymore.
With control of Congress hanging in the balance, many Republican candidates have blamed the president's policies for high inflation, while the Biden administration has argued democracy must be protected from election deniers.
Our democracy is not perfect. It never will be perfect. It is very much a work in progress.
State Department spokesman Ned Price. Meantime, Homeland Security officials today reporting no activity that would question the integrity of the election infrastructure around the country. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Election officials in Arizona blaming an early problem with machines counting votes on a printer setting issue.
Maricopa County has identified the solution for the tabulation issues at about 60 vote centers. County technicians have changed the printer settings, which seem to have resolved the issue.
Bill Gates with the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. County officials initially said the votes could be counted at a central downtown site instead under a redundancy plan. Arizona's Republican candidate for governor, Carrie Lake, criticizing the issues after casting her vote.
We're going to win. And when we win, there's going to be come to Jesus for elections in Arizona. There's going to be a come to Jesus.
Lake is endorsed by former President Trump and criticized as an election denier by Democratic candidate Katie Hobbs, who defended the Biden win in Arizona as Secretary of State. The weather turning stormy for some voters, parts of Nevada getting either heavy snow or rain, while Tropical Storm Nicole churns toward Florida, though not expected to make a possible landfall until tomorrow. Turns out the Osbournes might stick around.
Rocker Ozzy Osbourne is rethinking his move back to the UK months after he and his wife Sharon Osbourne announced they were moving back to their home country. In an interview with Consequence magazine, the former Black Sabbath frontman said, "To be honest with you, if I had my way, I'd stay in America." Sharon Osbourne, whose documentary To Hell and Back recently premiered on Fox Nation, said the state of California is not what it used to be. She said, "When I first came here, I thought I was in heaven." She added, "It hasn't gone sideways. It's gone down. It's not a fun place to live. It's dangerous here. Every big city's got crime, but I don't feel safe here. Neither does Ozzy." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, an election day rally. The Dow up 333. The S&P and the NASDAQ also finishing higher. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.